Unless I'm driving and I get stuck behind one, I don't pay much attention to school buses. But that was before meeting Tanya Emmels.
I know they love these.
She's got her hands full of juice boxes and she's stuffing them into a bag.
I will take one of these.
She picks up chips and boxes of donuts in an office at the school bus depot in Edmonds. This is how Emmels starts each shift.
I'm going to open that and you can go in there.
Okay. And we're off. The late Speaker of the House, Tom Foley, sponsored the legislation that requires all school districts to have a homeless liaison. They're the ones who make sure homeless students are enrolled in school, even if they don't have the usual paperwork, like proof of residency. Under the McKinney-Vento Act of 1987, districts must also offer transportation to a child's school. It's a way to give stability to young lives fluttering on the edge. Emmels is one of 10 drivers in Edmonds who transports homeless kids.
It really opened up my eyes.
How so?
Well, I just, you know that things go on in the world, and then it's different when you're seeing it, when you're seeing kids that have shoes that have holes in them and kids that aren't wearing jackets and it's freezing cold out.
A coworker once told her about this girl who would sit at the back of the bus and eat those little packets of jam you get at fast food restaurants.
And it kind of came out that that was their breakfast. And she discovered that and felt that that's kind of one of the reasons why we started to give them snacks.
It's mid-afternoon.
Howdy, Rowdy.
There's a 16-year-old in 10th grade.
Your goal this year is what?
To get through it.
There's a 13-year-old who shows me the photos on his flip phone.
That's my big brother. There's my little brother.
And then there's a foursome, three siblings and their friend.
Can I ask you how old you guys are?
11.
I'm 11.
15.
I'm 12, going on 13 in November.
I like sitting and then looking out the window. It's really fun and interesting for me. I don't know why.
We all know each other because we shared a kitchen.
They all met when they lived at YWCA Transitional Housing.
We were there for like seven.
We actually wind up driving by their old place.
It was hard for me socially.
Can we pull in?
None of my friends know the situation I'm in. And I don't really want them to, so.
That's the office right there. This is the dorms. There are dorms on the other side. There's the playground in the back.
So how are things now?
Better.
Four-bedroom apartment.
A lot better.
Yeah, we all have our own rooms now, and it's very nice.
Bye.
It's hard to say have a nice day when you're dropping off a child at a shelter.
You know, I kind of look at it like if they're in a shelter, then I feel like they're kind of being taken care of. When you have the car situation, that's a whole new ball game.
The car situation is when Emmels has had to drop off a kid to a car or to a tent.
I for sure worry, and I for sure, it just makes your heart sad. And you just, you know, just think, okay, tomorrow's another day and pick up and we'll do it again.
As of Wednesday, there were 232 homeless students in the Edmonds School District. That number is expected to top 400 children by the end of the school year. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.